For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is clear now, this day and age, that the NFL has to do more to combat the concussions and the head injuries that have been going on for years. Now that players have come out and told some of their stories and shared their injuries and certainly, in some cases, committed suicide.
Yeah.
Ben Utek used to play for the Colts, and he has written a new book called Counting the Days, While My Mind Slips Away, A Love Letter to My Family, and he joins us on the show right now. Ben, how are you, sir?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I got to tell you, Ben, just the title of the book is depressing to me.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. It's got, you know, we were trying to figure out what would be the title, it was one of those situations where we wanted to use something that that had a special meaning, and the title actually is the first line of the song that I wrote for my wife and daughters a few years ago called You Will Always Be My Girls. And the first line is, I'm in here counting the days while my mind is slipping away. And it's, you know, it's obviously that song and that title, you know, really comes out of, you know, fear of the future and that ominous question mark of what's to come, having already, you know, faced some memory gaps in my life.
Now, what do they say as far as your diagnosis? I've talked to a lot of players who have memory gaps like you do, but they seem to be fine now. And you know, over time, who knows what's going to happen? But what's the situation for you?
Well, I fit into that category. I mean, there's you know, when I left the game, there were definitely some noticeable differences in my cognitive abilities, and struggles with short and long-term memory, you know, some significant gaps that began to kind of reveal themselves. At the same time, there was a lot of healing that occurred and you know, and really doing well today after all the cognitive brain training that I've been doing this last year.
What's the earliest that you can recall, the earliest gap in memory? I didn't really know how bad this was. A couple of years ago, Dave Moore, who was a tight end here for the Buccaneers and who now is in the announcer booth, he would talk about there were times where he left the stadium and had to ask which way to head to his house. And Mike Alstott had to be told what the play meant, because not because he couldn't remember the play, but he just couldn't remember anything. And that was amazing to me, because you don't realize as a non-player how bad that is. What's the earliest you can recall?
Well, you know, I think it became a concern for my wife and I after my fourth concussion, which resulted in amnesia, where, you know, pretty much that whole game doesn't exist to me, but yet I can watch myself on film, you know, after the hit, my body goes limp, and then I finally regain consciousness, and I come back, and I'm high-fiving teammates, and I sprint off to the sidelines, and it's just completely gone. And I think it was after that concussion that we began to kind of realize, wow, the brain injuries are a different injury and something that we need to you know, put some thought into.
Do you blame the NFL, like the collective lawsuits against the NFL? Now the WWE has some people suing them. You know, you said you've been through four concussions. You know, after one or two, that's a pretty serious injury, and then you went ahead and got two more. Where do you stand as far as the people suing the NFL for that kind of stuff?
Well, excuse me. You know, obviously, I've been an outspoken advocate for this issue, and you know, I do believe that we just weren't given the information that we needed, not even 7 years ago. But obviously, today is totally different, and the players are receiving a lot of information, and they've made a lot of great changes to the game that I wish would have been there in the past.
Sure.
You know, but at the same time, I do my best, you know, to look back in my career and not live in regret or bitterness because, you know, the game gave me so much. And the book is really, it's not an anti-football book. I think you'll discover it's a pro-brain, pro-game book. I mean, it's, if anything, it's a message trying to find the right balance between making the brain priority number one, and at the same time, taking care of our players, giving them the full assumption of risk so that we can continue to, you know, celebrate the game that we love to watch.
You, I see on the cover of the book, you have four daughters, all four of them females?
Yes.
So you don't have to deal with a son coming to you and saying, Dad, I'd like to play football.
Yeah, you know, I've thought a lot about that as well. At the same time, you know, we've got soccer. Obviously, I'm in the state of hockey here in Minnesota, lacrosse, rugby. There's a lot of contact sports options for girls as well. And so, you know, the question still remains. And, you know, for me as a parent, and I can only answer it as a parent, you know, where I will be conservative is, you know, what is the entrance age into contact sports? And with what I know from my neurologist friends about a child's brain development being in those foundational stages from ages 2 to 12, for me personally, it would be not allowing them to enter into contact sports until around that year 12.
Yeah, because they even say now that they're talking about taking away the headers from soccer because of the impact on the brain.
Sure. I think that. Go ahead. I was going to say I have a son, and he's only 10 now, but I'm dreading the day where he comes and says, "Hey, I want to play football," because you don't want to say no, but you know you don't want him that, you don't want to have to deal with that.
Well, and that's where we need to just kind of have a shift in our culture, because if parents place the brain as priority number one, obviously they're going to make, it's going to change how they make decisions for their kids. At the same time, it's also going to educate them. You know, parents will know what a concussion is. They'll know what to do if one happens. And they'll know that they need to build a relationship with a neurologist, a brain expert, so that if it happens to their child, they can take them to the right person. And so I think, you know, when all of those are in place, I think that parents, at the right time, can still consider, you know, letting their children play.
When talking to Ben Utech, Ben played football in the NFL. He's written a book now called Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away, and it's about his four concussions and the result of that and dealing with that now as he gets older with his family. When you look, did you deal with depression as a result of the head injuries as well?
Yeah, that's one of the things I write about it. You know, I've really fought that in my life. And I think a lot of that has come through, you know, just growing up in a faith environment. My dad was a pastor and just kind of grew up in that environment. And obviously that was cultivated in Indianapolis under Coach Dungy. But yeah, I mean, I write about it. I'm pretty vulnerable in this book about, you know, there being times where it was just hard to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, and you just lie there and look out the window and kind of feel no sense of purpose. And looking back on that, I just have to ask myself, like, why would I do that? You know, because it's clear that I have a perfect purpose. It's clear that I have value, but for some reason it was just difficult.
So when you hear about Junior Seau, can you relate to that? Do you understand maybe possibly what he was going through and why he chose to kill himself and draw attention to, you know, what trauma he must have gone through?
Well, I could never say that I understand, you know, what a person must be, what torment they must be going through to get to that point.
Yeah.
But as I left the NFL, that was at a time when all of those tragedies were occurring. And so for me at 29-30, choosing to, you know, have to walk away because of, you know, some of the memory issues that I had begun to, you know, experience. That's what raised a lot of the question marks. I mean, you can, I'm seeing all this stuff happen and reading about Mike Webster, and so I'm thinking, gosh, what does 20 years from now look like for me?
Yeah.
And that concern is really where the advocacy came out of, and the letter to my family, which turned into the song, and now the book, has just kind of been my opportunity to, you know, to write a story that will last. And it's over art, the purpose of the book is really just designed to emotionally connect people to how important their memories are, which will then make every moment more valuable.
Sure, absolutely. The book is called Counting the Days When My Mind Slips Away. Depressing to even think about, but brave for you to write the book and tell the story. Certainly, there's a lot of people who, even if it's not so much through concussions or whether it's Alzheimer's or whatever, who dealt with the family member who was like that, can relate to this. And so we appreciate you coming on the show and telling everybody about it. You can go to benutech.com to get more information. I see they also have, there's a bunch of other program information on there as well. And I have to tell you, still, how old are you now?
35.
Yeah, you still got a future as a model. You're a handsome gentleman. I'm looking at this picture on the website, and I was like, Jesus, if I was this good looking, I would never be a football player. I want anybody to touch my face at all.
Right?
Ben, good luck with the book, buddy. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
All right, pal, take it easy. Did you see him?
He's
super handsome. I'd be like, don't touch my face.
And he's like 6'6", 240.
Yeah, he had no problem in college, I guarantee you that. How sad that is. I mean, good for him that he clearly, becoming an advocate and a speaker and writing the book, he's clearly got a hold on it and trying to prevent any further memory loss. But I'm sure that there are a lot of players that maybe didn't have the resources or the background that he did,
right,
and wouldn't know what to do, and just watching their lives and their memories slip away. And he's got four young daughters, and that's, to me, that's the worst torture, to be disconnected from your children.
Would you like to hear his song?
No.
Do you think it's going to be very sad?
I mean, not only is it going to be sad, but if it's not good, am I going to make fun of it? Oh, if I don't want to hear any more right now.
Oh, man, it's a lady walking into a hospital.
Does he sing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm in here counting the days.
Oh, man, he must have got laid so much in college.
Well, mama.
Oops, sorry.
Mind is slipping away. I'll hold on.
Oh, he looks like Luke Bryan.
As long as I can to you.
She's holding his hand. He's in a hospital bed.
I may not remember your name. Well, the smell of the cool summer rain.
He's got his white t-shirt on. His pectoral muscles sticking out.
Has changed. Nothing has changed. And I will remember your smile.
I can't do
it. You can sing.
Yeah. I don't want to be depressed.
Yeah, why would he be a football player?
He should have been a singer and a supermodel. Good for him. All right. Ben Utecht. It's UTECHT. .com. Get the information there, and you can check out the book, Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away. The cover of the book is so sad. It's a silhouette of him holding his three daughters' hands, who are then connected to his wife, who is holding the other baby, and his silhouette is, like, fading away as the other ones are really dark.
Come on.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.